If you or your friend are predominantly Kapha Dosha, then stay with me for the rest of this video because I'm going to share with you the top 10 mistakes that Kapha Dosha should avoid. Hi, I'm Melissa. Some of you may already know me from my Yoga for Real People approach to yoga. On this channel, I talk about yoga and yoga lifestyle, like these videos on the doshas that I've been doing every Wednesday this month. Now, in our membership community, we do things together as a community, like our 30-day Ayurvedic morning routine challenge this month. We have a lot of fun together, and if you'd like to join us, I'll put the link in the show notes. So, what are the top 10 mistakes that Kapha Dosha should avoid? Well, number one, don't skip exercise. Kapha Dosha is water and earth. They are literally heavy in their bodies and they find it hard to get moving. Of all the doshas, Kapha Dosha needs to exercise the most. Power yoga, vinyasa, hot yoga, anything to break a sweat for Kapha Dosha. Number two, don't skip the neti pot. Kapha Dosha tends to have excess mucus that can accumulate in the lungs and lead to respiratory infections. Neti pot can clear the nasal passages of mucus. Number three, avoid dairy. As I mentioned above, Kapha Doshas tend to accumulate mucus, so they need foods that are more drying and won't add to the mucus buildup. Although Kapha Doshas will love cheese and ice cream, they need to stick to non-dairy milks like almond milk and coconut milk. Number four, don't overdo the sweets. I'm sorry, Kaphas, sweets simply add to the heaviness and density. So there's some great sweeteners that will not affect your blood sugar levels now, such as stevia and xylitol. Give those a try. Number five, don't be afraid to sweat. The most important thing for Kapha Dosha is to break a sweat every single day. Kapha Doshas are grounded and calm. They're loving and kind and generous. But their health problems, including diabetes, obesity, can benefit greatly from vigorous exercise. Number six, don't be afraid of spicy foods like ginger, cayenne pepper, chili, which will stimulate your metabolism. By eating spicy foods, you'll be adding some of the fire element to your life and balancing out all of that earth and water. Number seven, don't skip bitter foods such as leafy greens, salads, kale, spinach, Swiss chard, asparagus, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli. These will also help you overcome the cravings for sweet foods. These lighter and airy foods help you to uplift the earth and water elements. Number eight, don't skip Kapalabhati pranayama. This breath practice clears mucus from the upper respiratory tract and also is stimulating and energizing. It will add more fire element to the earth and water elements. Number nine, don't hold on to a grudge. Kapha Doshas are the most loyal and friendly of all the doshas, but just like their bodies, they can kind of hang on to excess body weight. They can hold on to a grudge. Practice letting go and offering forgiveness. And number 10, don't do the same thing all the time. Kaphas are loyal. They know what they like. They're loyal to people and they're also loyal to their routines. Kapha Doshas can try and switching it up and try new things. Now, if you made it all the way to the end of the video, then give yourself a thumbs up and put, I will keep moving my Kapha Dosha in the comments. And if you would like more support in balancing your doshas, then join us for our 30-day Ayurvedic morning routine challenge in our membership community this September. And we're going to have another Ayurvedic one in October as well. And if you'd like my downloadable clock in for the optimal times to carry out your daily routine from waking to eating to sleeping, then go to melissawest.com/clock. Thanks so much for watching. Namaste.